Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, and welcome to another midweek reading of Triple Chalice Tarot. I am your host, Rowan Nix, and I will be giving you your reading for this evening. So, without further ado, let's get started. All right, tonight's reading is all about obstacles, and it looks like there are many dealing with the major arcana this evening. The first one up is the most prevalent one in most obstacles, and it represents the ego or the significator in this spread, and it is the Hanged Man. And the Hanged Man talks about being bound up, being in a stasis or a mode of waiting. You know, this could be waiting for the phone to ring for a job or waiting to hear back from a lover, or even just waiting for that next stage in your life that you're not really sure of what's going to happen yet. The Hangman also represents the gestation period of the Earth. We are in spring right now, and this is part of waiting for spring to come back to summer. The Earth is waking up. It's coming from winter to summer, and it's that period of in-between, between waiting for your goals to manifest and planting the seeds, so to speak. All right? The next card up is the boundaries, and these are the things that are keeping you fenced in. These are the things that are keeping you waiting, and it's represented by the Fool card. So in this case of the Hanged Man, the Fool card represents that you're afraid of taking risks. You're afraid of stepping outside of your box, your comfort zone. You're afraid of, you know, looking the fool. And sometimes you really have to move forward in your life. You have to make that relevant journey or transition. All right, the next card up is the fear position, and this could be another thing holding you back, and it is the King of Pentacles. Now, the King of Pentacles can represent a fear of taking authority, a fear of taking matters into your own hands, of being your own person, because there's a lot of responsibility that comes with being the king. You know, heavy is the head that wears the crown, and so I think that the fear in this aspect is symbolizing a fear of ownership, a fear of, you know, being the one that they call on when, you know, the chips are down, etc. So while I'm sure authority can seem like a very bad idea a lot of the times, so there's a lot of respect that comes with it, for sure. So the next card is denial. These are the things that we don't want to admit to ourselves. These are the things that we are not sure of holding us in, maybe the things that we don't even want to face. And this is represented by the Ten of Wands. I read this card, especially in this context, as meaning that you're afraid of how badly you may want something. You're afraid of the desire in and of itself of wanting that completion, that fullness. You're afraid of what it might mean to you, because it could be earth-shattering. To acknowledge such a weakness can be quite frightening in and of itself. So I definitely see the correlation there. The next card up is the inability. This is the things that you lack in regards to the obstacle, and it is the Five of Pentacles. And the Five of Pentacles is all about making your resources work for you, working with others, etc. It's all about trying to figure out what's right for you. So it may mean that you're not quite a social person. It may mean that you're, you know, too within your own self. And that's probably what's holding you back in that aspect. All right. The next card is the True Desire beneath it, and that is the Sun. And the Sun is talking, again, about ownership. So you may fear this ownership, but you also crave it on some degree, too. You crave you know, that complete and total wholeness that comes with the sun, the clarity of the sun that represents in the major arcana, that represents life, you know, the day forces, the positivity, etc. You know, and it also represents royalty in that aspect. In looking at this card, it's a prince on a steed looking up into the sun, and there are rays coming down representing all the goodness that is showering down over him. So don't be afraid of letting that come into your life. You know, if it's what you truly desire, then make it happen. In the middle of the spread, we have the feelings of inferiority. So these are the things that you're worried that you may not be able to get done. These are the many things that are holding you back. And that is the Five of Wands. And the Five is coming up again, and I almost feel like it's a numerological significance. Fives in numerology mean change. So this is a fear of changing. This is a fear of evolving. This is a fear of moving forward into that next step. And the Five of Wands is no different. The Five of Wands is talking about moving forward with the tide instead of working against it. You know, again, working well with others, etc. It's a very dynamic card. Moving on to the next one is the vision of how you want things to go, which is the Lovers. So this is definitely speaking about love. This is definitely speaking in the direction of love. Maybe you're afraid of taking ownership of your feelings, or, you know, admitting your feelings to another person, because that can definitely be scary in and of itself. And this is, again, the major arcana. So this is talking about the grandiose idea of love. This is talking about partnership, about marriage. Maybe you're afraid to pop the question to the person that you're seeing. Maybe you're worried that they're losing interest, etc. But all of this is in correlation to love, is what that tells me. The initiative is what's you intend to do about it, what you intend to bring forth, and that is the Four of Wands. And that, again, talks about taking things to the next level. It talks about, you know, not being stagnant. It talks about moving forward. And I definitely see that here as well. So there is this desire moving forward, about seeing it within yourself, that's taking over. And you have to not be afraid of it. The next card is the Tolerance card. This is what you're willing to put up with. This is what, you know, you're not afraid of. This is what you want to bring more in. And that is the Ten of Pentacles, which talks about contentment. It talks about, again, ownership, about watching all of your dreams manifest, etc. And the next card after that is, of course, the Willpower card. And this is what's driving you. This is what's telling you, okay, get this done. And that is the Knight of Swords. So the Knight of Swords represents idealism. It can represent sudden change. It can even represent cutting out the unnecessary forces in your life that are not serving you, letting go of some of these fears and obstacles, et cetera, to move forward into the light, into the sun, and into the dawn of this new relationship with this person, whatever that may mean. So the card after that is the Modesty, which is talking about the things that you might need to keep under wraps, the things that you might need to be shy about, the things that you really shouldn't talk about. And that card is about the Two of Swords. And in this context, I'm imagining that this is something to do with your past that you may want to keep under wraps for now. It could be about a past breakup that was particularly bad. It could be about maybe a family issue that you had that, you know, you're afraid to bring up. And the cards are telling you to wait on it. The cards are telling you not to speak on it just yet, because it's not going to do you any good. The card after that is your Self-Confidence, and that is saying that it is the Death card, which means transformation. So you need to completely evolve from who you used to be into who you are. You need to take that final step of letting go what does not serve you, immolating it, and moving on. And the final card, which is the Solution, is the Wheel of Fortune. And that's saying that this is a card and this is a spread that's really going to be good for you. You know, moving forward may seem like a terrifying thing, but it's moving into the light. That's what you need in your life. So I want to thank you all again for listening in for this midweek reading. I am your host, Rowan Nix. Please listen again on Saturday. I'll be joined by my two co-hosts, Aluna Adet and Tariq Michelle. Thank you so much.